Well, we're not on air this morning. This is off air, though off air and on air really doesn't make any sense anymore. So you are listening to this from the RCR website or app, Perigo's Perspective for this week. And Lindsay joins me. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Paul. I should say off air, perhaps, but on fire, definitely.
Yeah, always on fire.
And all fired up. I was lolling on my couch the other night, having, as usual, not watched any TVNZ One Network News or News Dump. 9 o'clock at night on Sky TV, the Bolt Report, a young man named Caleb standing in for Andrew Bolt and telling me for the first time about the extension of the terms of reference for the Commission of Inquiry into Wuhan. I hadn't heard about it because I don't watch the homegrown propaganda. So this was the first time, and I suddenly was bolt upright, so to speak, and leapt off the couch and went, Woohoo!
Okay, there's a bit of water to go under the bridge, to be fair, yet.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I should have an observation or two about that in my talk this morning.
Might have heard Winston chatting to us about it.
I heard that. I
Yeah.
heard that. Wonderful.
So he didn't want to go too far, but he was committing himself and his team to this course. So at least we got that.
Yes.
I'm going to be fascinated to hear your perspective this morning. So, Lindsay, the floor, dum-da-dum-da-da, belongs to you.
Thank you. Now, one would wish Rishi Sunak and his ilk would learn the lesson that pussyfooting, weak-kneed, soft-penised, gutless, lily-livered, spineless, brainless cowardice has no electoral appeal. The world is divided into two types of politician: those who would dare say, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and those who would quail at the thought. For every one of the former, there are 999,000 of the latter. We know that an army of bedwetting underlings did remove that passage from Reagan's 1987 address in Berlin multiple times, and he just kept on putting it back and duly delivered it.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Alas, we have no tear down this wall politicians in our uni party. Our lot can't even hold their nerve when it comes to keeping men out of women's sports. Any of our lot who do show occasional glimmerings of a hint, of an intimation, of a smidgen, of a suggestion of courage, as soon as the first hurdle looms, turn and run the other way. Who has the courage to say the emperor has no clothes? Who will say that net zero is bollocks, that fossil fuels are fabulous, and nuclear power even better? Evidently Peter Dutton in Australia, but no one here. Who will say brown supremacists are venomous vendors of voodoo victimology? That the Health Research Council is wasting $126 million of taxpayer money on voodoo witch doctors, including $600,000 to one who, quote, has recently completed her PhD, The Nature of the Gaze, a conceptual discussion of societal privilege from an indigenous perspective. The thesis explores how Kaupapa Maori paradigms can make important contributions to research topics that may be or may not be of direct or immediate relevance to Maori communities. Insights gained from a Kaupapa Māori investigation of white privilege in Aotearoa, New Zealand, are discussed. The thesis argues that cultural hegemony is maintained through structured forgetting, silence, and suppression of dissent, which has dire consequences for dominant cultural groups as well as marginal. Who will say woke fascist is fascist? Woke academia, the epicenter of evil? Fake news, evil's stenographers? Who will say Islam and communism are two monsters competing and sometimes collaborating to do us in? Who will say the Wuhan vax was fake, that far from being safe and effective, it injured and killed? Who will demand to know exactly what a medical event is when fit young athletes succumb to one? Not politicians. Voices for Freedom will, and Voices for Freedom are loud enough to get politicians' attention. Quote, Minister of Internal Affairs, Brooke Van Velden, says, this coalition government is delivering on our commitment to expand the terms of reference for the Independent Royal Commission into COVID-19 lessons learned. There will be a second phase to the Royal Commission, which features new commissioners and an expanded terms of reference. It will focus on matters of ongoing public concern, including vaccine efficacy and safety, the extended lockdowns in Auckland and Northland, and the extent of disruption to New Zealanders' health, education, and business. The second phase of the inquiry will begin from November this year, and the commissioners will deliver their final report with recommendations in February 2026. Consistent with the New Zealand First National Coalition Agreement, elements of the second phase of the inquiry will be conducted in public. This will involve hearing evidence in public when and where it is appropriate to do so. Unquote. I wonder if the Pfizer flat form will call this the doings of nutters and cookers. I agree with Winston, whom one is sometimes tempted to believe is a tear-down-this-wall politician, that the first phase, which is a sham and a whitewash, should be disbanded immediately. I think all evidence in the second phase should be heard in public, especially evidence about kickbacks. We must work for this. But whatever. To Voices for Freedom and this most edifying and gratifying advance for the people's terms, the Freedom Award. Speaking of tear down this wall politicians.
All right, Mr. Trump, over the Christmas holiday, many people are familiar with traditional Christmas songs and rhymes and so on. You seem to have done a little bit of an innovation, not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but Hunter the White-Nosed Crackhead. So can you give us a little preview of what that sounds like?
Well, it goes a little like Hunter the White-Nosed Crackhead had a very active nose, like his father, because, you know, he loves to sniff people, right? And if you've seen the laptop, you've seen him shooting up between his toes. All of the Intel swamp rats felt it was their obligation to say that Hunter, the crackhead's laptop, was Russian disinformation. Then one soggy Christmas Eve, the big guy, we know who that is, came to say, Hunter, with your nose so white, go make a deal with your favorite country, China, tonight. And now the big guy loved him as he shouted out with glee, Hunter, you white-nosed crackhead, now you give 10% to me. And that's what it is.
Well, now, that was one of the convicted felon's best impersonators, Sean Farage. The real deal will be on fake news tomorrow in the first 2024 presidential debate. That's the convicted felon against three loathsome unconvicted felons, two beyond disgusting CNN fake moderators, and Beijing Biden, the bribed bastard, treasonist in chief, one of the most evil men on the planet. And if you don't believe me about that, just ask Peter Schweitzer, author of Blood Money, as Mark Levin did on Sunday.
Peter Schweitzer, CNN's presidential debate's coming up. Joe Biden already spending $50 million on this convicted felon thing. Stalin, as a result of his activities, there were a lot of convicted felons in the Soviet Union. You look at all these tyrannical regimes, these horrendous regimes, there are a lot of convicted felons. But this case is on appeal, and what took place in that courtroom was such an abomination that Biden knows that by the time you explain it all, you're on defense. So he doesn't want to discuss himself, his own history, or his record. So, Peter, I want you to discuss with us and the American people, I'm going to ask you bluntly, is Joe Biden a crook?
Yes, I think there's no question about it, Mark. Look, here's what we know. These are all facts. They're not in dispute. The Biden family has received tens of millions of dollars from foreign actors that they have lived off of for the last several years. That money started flowing when Joe Biden became vice president of the United States. This money, the vast majority of it, came from individuals in China, Ukraine, and Russia, the vast majority of whom have ties to foreign intelligence services and foreign criminal networks. There is no discernible, legitimate business function that any of this money was compensation for. Zero. None. We know that Joe Biden received hundreds of thousands of dollars of this money via his brother. We know that his brother received the money. We know that Hunter Biden received the money. We know that Hunter Biden distributed that money to three generations of the Biden family. So that is the reality of what we're facing. And we're talking about not just corruption in the fact that the Bidens received this money, Mark, and who they received it from. It has directly affected Joe Biden's posture and position as president of the United States, such that he's making decisions that protect those people that sent him money rather than protecting the American people.
So even though the woke fascists have rigged tomorrow's debate, as they have everything else against Orange, I'm confident he will score a knockout. Much of Crooked Joe's prep, after all, has been focused on how to remain vertical for 90 minutes. The emperor has no clothes. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. No more tyranny. No more lies. No more despotism masquerading as kindness. No more letting them get away with it.
Mistakes Were Not Made, An Anthem for Justice by Margaret Anna Alice. The Armenian genocide was not a mistake. Holodomor was not a mistake. The Final Solution was not a mistake. The Great Leap Forward was not a mistake. The killing fields were not a mistake. Name your genocide. It was not a mistake. That includes the great democide of the 2020s. To imply otherwise is to give them the out they are seeking. It was not botched. It was not bungled. It was not a blunder. It was not incompetence. It was not lack of knowledge. It was not spontaneous mass hysteria. The planning occurred in plain sight. The planning is still occurring in plain sight. The philanthropists bought the science. The modelers projected the lies. The testers concocted the crisis. The NGOs leased the academics. The scientists fabricated the findings. The mouthpieces spewed the talking points. The organizations declared the emergency. The governments erected the walls. The departments rewrote the rules. The governors quashed the rights. The politicians passed the laws. The bankers installed the control grid. The stooges laundered the money. The DoD placed the orders. The corporations fulfilled the contracts. The regulators approved the solution. The laws shielded the contractors. The agencies ignored the signals. The behemoths consolidated the media. The psychologists crafted the messaging. The propagandists chanted the slogans. The fact chokers smeared the dissidents. The censors silenced the questioners. The jackboots stomped the dissenters. The tyrants summoned, the puppeteers jerked, the puppets danced, the colluders implemented, the doctors ordered, the hospitals administered. The menticiders scripted, the bamboozles bleated, the totalitarianized bullied, the Covidians tattled, the parents surrendered, the good citizens believed and forgot. This was calculated, this was formulated, this was focus grouped, this was articulated, this was manufactured, this was falsified, this was coerced, this was inflicted, this was denied. We were terrorized, we were isolated, we were gaslit. We were dehumanized, we were wounded, we were killed. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it.